Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show underway, sponsored by Harvest Ridge Coffee from Refreshment Services Pepsi. And of course, you can get Harvest Ridge at your office, just like we do here at the Radio Ranch. You can buy it at the grocery store and take it home and have a cup every morning. Or you can be out and about at your favorite restaurant or convenience store and get a cup of Harvest Ridge Coffee on the go. Delicious Harvest Ridge. And we thank Refreshment Services Pepsi for all they do for the community and for sponsoring the Mary Griffith Show. Speaking of all they do for the community, and I know he's going to defer the attention off of himself to his staff, but he is the tip of the spear, and I've got Rome Frericks here with Quincy Park District. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary.
You know, I love being a news reporter when I can go to the Park District meetings because they're so upbeat, so positive, and so many great things are happening in the parks. And, you know, again, you guys don't have the financial problems that the city or the county do, so you don't have to fight too much with each other. So it's really nice to see everybody respect each other, get along, and take input from the public. And there's always somebody there giving an update on a volunteer project or something. So I just want to give you a hats off, because for folks who have not lived other places or traveled other places, we have no idea how great the Quincy Park system is. So it's really, if this is what you think average is or normal, you have no idea how above average our park system is. So I got that out of the way. Now I've
buttered
you up.
Thank you very much.
Now the tough questions. But you've come today to talk about some great items that are coming up. The QuincyParkDistrict.com is a website. And really, you know, we have our community calendar every day. We could literally spend 5 minutes every day just talking about what the Park District offers. So I just encourage you to go to QuincyParkDistrict.com, because from toddlers and even infants all the way up to the 102-year-old that can still hike a trail or swing a golf course or motor in their boat, you've got something at the Quincy Park District.
Something for everybody.
Well, let's talk about the fishing clinic that is coming up every Tuesday and Thursday at Mormon Lake, 9 to 11. This is free, and this is going on right now and has been going on. Can we hop in even though it already started? Is it too late, or can we still hop in?
No, absolutely. We just like it's a free event, but you know, staff will, encourages everyone to register online. That way our fishing guides and volunteers just know how many rods and reels and how many volunteers we need to make sure all the kiddos have enough support out there to where, you know, they can help they get their worms on the hooks and fish off the lines. And
that's something so that, I won't be volunteering
so they,
to help
so
with.
So they just have more time with experience rather than fumbling with equipment.
You know, it used to be dad or grandpa took you fishing. And now that doesn't happen too much. For one thing, Dad and Grandpa are still working. So Tuesday and Thursday mornings at Mormon Lake from 9 to 11, it's a free fishing clinic. Learn how to fish. And then if you get pretty good at it, or even if you're not pretty good at it, if the most you drag in is seaweed, you can still come to the fishing rodeo June 21st at Mormon Lake. And you can register at 12:30 on June 21st, which is a Saturday, and then fishing from 1 to 3. And again, obviously prizes for the fabulous fish that come out of Mormon Lake. What have you stocked that with?
You know, we have a great relationship with the Department of Natural Resources down in Pittsfield. So last year, two of their crew came up and kind of shocked the lake just to see what kind of the amount of bluegill, bass, crappie, and other fish. That way we just know what we need to add just so that we can make the experience even better for the youth and parents as well.
No trout. That's okay.
You can go down to Bennett Springs for that.
You can go out to Asylum Springs for that too. But okay, so, and no catfish in there. Well, because
there
catfish,
are some catfish.
Yeah. How did they get in there?
We stocked
years ago.
Yes.
So a real granddaddy is still hanging around.
So yeah, you know, and there's some big grass carp in there, but you know, the catfish are harder to catch.
Yeah, and they're usually in the river, not the lake. So anyway, fishing rodeo June 21st. You can register.
And you can just show up at 12:30 at the lake. And that way, there's no registration online.
Right.
Just come out and. That
and
way, give yourself plenty of time.
So what's the prize? Is there a prize for the biggest fish? The smallest fish?
Well, they just, you know, we give off a bunch of tackle boxes and fishing rods for the youth. And, you know, Mississippi Valley Hunters and Fishermen's Association are instrumental in helping us do that. You know, Glenn Sanders and his group of guys and gals just really, really help us with our nature programming and our fishing lessons.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some things that are coming up, which are family days at the Mormon Complex. Take us through that, because you've got something this month and next month and even in August.
Yeah, it just, again, that's at the Mormon Wavering Complex up at the Upper Arboretum. And just different themes, you know, from 6 to 8 on various days. So the next one's June 24th. We're just going to have several obstacle courses up there just to get the, you know, the parents and the kids out of the house and enjoy, you know, the lake view and just get out and enjoy Mother Nature. And
how hard are the obstacles?
You could do it, Mary.
Oh, okay, so they're easy. Okay. Yeah, I can get over the 10-foot wall in one single bound. So if the rest of you can do that, please feel free to come out and challenge me. Okay.
And then on, you know, July 8th, we have a water day with just a bunch of water features to let the kids get wet. You know, July 8th is going to be warm, as always is. And then July 22nd, we have a foam day, just a bunch of foam apparatus where the kids can run around and kind of get
full of foam.
Full of foam.
And you know, the great thing about that is you probably don't have to give them a bath on July 8th or July 22nd because the water will clean them off and the foam will definitely clean them off.
It's up to each family.
And you know, kids don't want to go to take a bath in the summer anyway. And then kickball. Oh my gosh. Family kickball on August 8th. That's a great, remember we were little, Rome? That was the thing at the playground, wasn't it? Were you good at kickball?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember playing kickball?
I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Okay. One of the things that the Quincy Park District tries to do is to have activities for every, what you call, population. So old, I'm not a senior citizen. I learned a new term for myself earlier this morning. I am mid-century modern.
Nice.
I'm mid-century modern. So I know you have mid-century modern events, but you also have dances for special populations, and this is at the Mormon Lodge Shelter. What does that mean, and when are those? The next one's coming up in June 26th.
June 26th, it's a free event for all special need families, kids, parents, to come out to the Mormon Lodge Shelter, have dinner. We'll have a little DJ there to where just let them come out and congregate together and spend time with each other, and just the amount of smiles on the kids' faces is priceless. And it's a free event. Just come out and enjoy the, you know, our shade structure there and our shelter and do some dancing.
So this would be people who have a developmental disability, a physical disability. Maybe they're in a wheelchair. Maybe they have cerebral palsy, autism, you know, some educational delay. Maybe there is something about their mobility or they're blind or whatever, but this is a great way for families that share these challenges, because everybody has challenges in their life, that's for sure. Everybody who has a teenager has challenges in their life, that's for sure. And so this is a great way to do it. So the next one is June 26th from 6 to 9 at Mormon Lodge Shelter, and then July 10th from 6 to 9, and of course that's free. In fact, everything we're talking about today, almost everything we're going to talk about today, is
absolutely
free. And by the way, if you have something you'd like to ask our Park District Executive Director, give us a call at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. We had a caller earlier, but I couldn't get to the phone in time. So if you'd like to ask a question of Rome Frericks, please give us a call at 223-9300. One of the things that we really need to talk about is Bob Bangert Park and the Bill Klingner Trail. They're pretty much connected now, almost.
Absolutely.
And so they have different features at both of them, but they are some of the greatest places where, you know, if you don't know much about the outdoors, I mean, I was in Scouts, so I know a little bit about the outdoors, but not a lot. And a lot of kids, they don't know anything about tree leaf identification or what it, you know, the different kinds of snakes or, you know, just all kinds of things in nature, what kind of fish are in a stream or whatever. So you've got all these different kinds of programs.
Absolutely. And again, it's just the partnerships that we have and work with. You know, the Rotary Club of Quincy donated about $50,000 for a shade structure, and we built some canoes that were formed kind of like when the first founders that came to Quincy.
So they look like the old-fashioned canoe?
Yes, and then that way there's some teaching instructions that go on underneath that shade structure. And again, you know, Mississippi Valley Hunters and Fishermen Association, they helped us transform the old soccer fields into a 23-acre wetland. Then Trees for Tomorrow came in and donated and planted hundreds of trees. And then, so that's where all of our nature programming takes place. Again, I keep saying it, Mississippi Valley Hunters Fishermen Association has a box trailer down there full of taxidermy, you know, and frogs and everything, just to show the kids what to expect and what to look for while they're taking these hikes through, you know, Bob Bangert and into the Bill Klinger Trail.
That Bill Klinger Trail goes right by my house. I'm so excited about that. I don't walk on it as often as I should, but, you know, maybe now that my husband's retired, maybe he'll drag me out there and get me more physically fit. But the great thing about it is this is a chance for you to go outdoors. And I do want to talk about the newest park, the Nature Trails East, which has been now certified. We talked about it. It wasn't officially certified until just recently, but it is a forest bathing experience. And it really is well designed by a doctor who spearheaded that here in Quincy, that you actually can kind of get a prescription from your medical doctor to go out there and spend 30 minutes or an hour in what they call forest bathing. And it may not eliminate your need for high blood pressure medication. It may not eliminate your need for anxiety medication. But it's certainly going to help you a lot because it's clinically proven to be true. And I've done this forest bathing in Germany, and it really does make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's open any time, right?
You know, sunrise to sunset. Yeah, right. Sunset, absolutely. And, you know, and Dr. Daniels was instrumental in helping us work through the process to get that certified, and our Nature Trails volunteers, you know, they built two overlooks that sit over the waterfalls there, so that way you can just take your family, take your pets out there and just sit on these 20 by 20 basically decks that overlook the creek and the waterfalls and just listen to nature and then walk by all of our pollinator plots and just, you know, look at all the sycamore trees and just detox from the world and get rid of your phone for 30 minutes and just, you know, like you said, less pills and more nature.
The great thing about it is it's, again, a lot of parks with the playground are very noisy. And, you know, again, you can take your children out there. Just please let them refrain from screaming through the quiet, pristine forest. But this thing, the forest is really close to the trail so that you're getting all that. It's proven. Dr. Daniels was on my show a couple of months ago before it opened saying it's proven that this really helps you. I mean, this is scientifically proven that this is really very good for you to de-stress and detoxify. So, again, that's open sunrise to sunset. There's no admission to go there. You can do whatever you want. I mean, parts of it are a little bit more rugged. Parts of it are a little bit more smooth. Some people are taking even mountain bikes out there and stuff like that.
A lot of mountain bikes out there as well. So you can do multiple things at one time.
I'll bring my dirt bike out there off gasoline and
make sure you have your helmet on.
That would kind of ruin the tranquility of it. I promise not to do that. A star party. Well, I wasn't invited. So what kind of stars do you have at your star? Oh, you probably mean the kind in the sky.
Absolutely.
Okay, I thought it was going to say here, you know, I thought it was going to say June 26th, Mary Griffith, but no. It's at the Villa Catherine, a great place for stargazing. And so what happens at the star party?
It's exactly what you said. It's June 26th, and there's one on July 31st from 8 to 10 p.m., and we have people up there with big telescopes, and that way the kids can actually look at the planets and look at all the stars and the constellations and just enjoy the great view from the Villa Catherine.
there'll be a lot of educational forerunning at 8, and then as it starts to darken, as the sky starts to darken, you'll be able to see much more between 9 and 10. But again, a great chance. A lot of kids don't have access to a telescope, especially one that's got that kind of magnification. So mark your calendars for June 26th and July 31st from 8 to 10, free stargazing parties at the Villa Catherine. Terry Anastas, who passed away and was such a friend of the trails, was such a bicycle enthusiast here in Quincy, but his friends have carried on his legacy with the Tour de Quincy. Forget the Tour de France. We have the Tour de Quincy right here. It's a fundraiser for Friends of the Trails. You've mentioned Rome several places where volunteers, the Mississippi Valley Hunters and Fishermen's Association, you've got, you know, people that help with fishing, you've got people that help with all your youth leagues, baseball, softball, t-ball, those coaches are all volunteers, pickleball, soccer, you know, you couldn't do it without volunteers. And the wonderful thing about the Friends of the Trails, this is an all-volunteer organization that said if we could link all these parks in Quincy together somehow, and eventually we'll get that job done. It's not done yet, but what great advances have been made where you can go along a trail and just walk continuously for several miles in Quincy without any interruption. And that's what this Tour de Quincy is all about. A 7-mile ride for the family. You can also do a 12 and 30 mile poker run, and it's on your bike.
On your bike,
yeah.
And, but then some people who do not like two-wheel vehicles, they'll take their Jeeps or their Corvettes.
Okay.
And obviously they're not going through the park. but
they tried that one year and it was a bloodbath.
They'll meet us at the local establishment and have a cocktail and then get a poker card. And then once you get all 5 stamps on your card, then you go back down to the dock. Right next to Lincoln Park there, and there's all kinds of prizes and a band. Rotary will be down there cooking on their big grill, burgers and brats and hot dogs, and that's a free will donation for that as well.
Okay, it's $25 for the ride. And again, it's something that the family can do, even a short, you know, you don't have to finish it. If you bring your tricycle, you know, I mean, anybody in the family can do it. Anything wheeled, you can push a baby stroller, I guess. It might take you a while to walk 7 miles, but you can get her done. But it's just a way to have friendship and camaraderie in honor of Terry Anastas. These people, like we hear about Bill Klingner, we hear about Bob Banger, Boots Bush, the Mormon Wavering Complex.
Art Keller Marini.
I'm going to forget him, so help me out. We have to have these people that have had this forward vision, and more people are always coming up. You never know who the next Bob Bangert or Bill Klingner or Boots Bush or whatever is going to be. And so these people are learning how to volunteer. Marcella was saying at the park board meeting last night that Knapheide sent so many people to the park district on United Way of Caring that he had this big project planned for them. Those guys are so efficient, and gals, they had it done in about an hour.
Well, he kind of gave them a challenge that, you know, ADM is a great corporation that helps us too, and he told them all the good work that ADM does and how fast they get stuff done. So I think Knapheide had a little chip on their shoulder, and they really slayed it that day.
Okay. Well, there's so much more, and we want to talk about what's coming up. The drive-in movies in the park. Now, where is this held? At the Paul Dennis Complex, which is a soccer field, but it also is a movie theater, right?
We have it in the parking lot all the way to the north. It, you know, there's a great slope there, so we bring in a semi. That way we can elevate it. And then, you know, we had about 150 people show up on the first one. Then we have another one on July 18th, and then another one on September 26th.
Which is wicked. So get ready for every teenage girl in North America and preteen to be there September 26th. If you want to avoid preteen and teen girls, please avoid Paul Dennis Complex on September 26th.
And that's a free event as well, and then that starts at 8:45 once it gets dark.
Once it gets dark. And then, of course, summer leagues are already underway, but fall youth soccer, believe it or not, the registration deadline is July 11th for pre-K through 8th. I want to ask you, this is something that does cost money. It's $29. I want to ask you, are we out of park space to have stuff? I mean, are you busy all the time with all these youth leagues? Is there, because you got to have some space where the average person can just come in and use the park too. But I mean, Quincy seems to have an abundance of activities going on in the parks.
When there's snow on the ground, that's, we really don't have any activities,
right.
You know.
All a the pickle, snowman competition.
All the pickleball players and tennis players go inside, and then, you know, it's just that's when we're doing all of our planning and doing that. So it's just, you know.
You got to do it.
Once we turn the water on April 1st and shut off October 31st, it's just, there's not.
100
miles
an hour.
We are not proactive, we are reactive.
From April 1st to October 31st, there is not a dull moment in the Quincy Park District. How's the Wavering All-Inclusive Playground, which will very much mirror what's down at Lincoln Park on the river? Again, Quincy is the only all-inclusive playground within about 200 miles, and we're getting a second one. So I see the buses pull up down at Lincoln Park from all over. I mean, the buses from school districts are coming down there for their kids to play. So
it's crazy. And, you know, we used, we had a Placer, which tells us how many people are in park patrons are in each park at certain times. And all these school buses from Missouri and Iowa were actually chasing away Quincy residents. So I was fortunate enough to receive a $1.1 million OSLAD grant. We matched it, so you know we threw in $550,000 and received $550,000, and it's just going to take the pressure off of the one down here that's already 10 years old, and it's going to be state of the art. And it was just delivered last week, so once our staff completes the Johnson new playground, they're going to head right out there and start installing that one.
Okay. Well, there's so much going on. And we said in our news report this morning, they're in a great financial position. They've got cash flow to pay for all of the updates that they're planning this summer. And there are just dozens and dozens from gigantic all-inclusive playgrounds being constructed to, you know, more pedestrian things, I think, like, you know, improving a sidewalk or something. We're going to hold off on the Madison Park Bandstand because on Monday, the director of the park band and Mr. John Hume and Mr. Jeff Shooking are going to come and talk about that.
Nice.
And WTAD is very actively involved in raising money for that. The park district put in $200,000. The private sector has to raise about $300,000. And that's going to be a brand new facility permanently installed at Madison Park. And so we'll look forward to talking about that in the days to come. Anything else I wasn't smart enough to ask you about?
I think we hit everything so
far. Golly, if you ever want, just like I said, go to quincyparkdistrict.com. And every once in a while, in the early spring, like around February time, March time, they put out this program and event guide. The one for 2025 is absolutely complete with everything you could ever want. And I think a lot of people don't know that every Wednesday you get $2 off mini golf games at the putt-putt course. Hey, how did the the Golden K. How did that golf tournament go?
I don't know. I haven't talked with Kyle about that. Mike's on a leave of absence for a little while, so I'll have to get back with you on that.
This is a terrible time to take a leave of absence. Did you tell him that you're only allowed to take vacation from November to late March? Didn't tell him, huh? That's why you're boss of the year. Thank you so very much, Rome. Why do you come back? Do you want to brag about your daughter?
Because you marry.
Brag about your daughter, if you don't mind. Maybe you don't want to share that. Your daughter is very proficient in horsemanship.
Yeah, she's blessed, and she's got a great trainer in Liberty, Julie Tenhouse Stables, and she's fortunate enough to go down to Dallas for 10 to 12 days and compete at the World Show. Right now she's fourth in the nation, so she's competing with people, girls 18 and under, and she's just turned 14, so she's got a bright future ahead of her.
And is this a saddlebred? What kind of
horse? It's a paint horse.
Paint horse,
and
okay.
And it's English saddle and a Western saddle, so
okay.
There's two different.
Does she do both of them?
She does them both.
Of course. So. A Frerichs overachiever.
It's an expensive hobby, and my wife pulled the wool over my eyes on this one.
Yeah. Every little girl wants a horse. Every daddy says, sure you can, and then the feed bill comes. I was just out riding the Booth Clydesdales, not riding them, but I was in a carriage, and I have a great picture of me pretending to drive the team. They were completely at a standstill, tethered, because there's no way I would have the strength to control Captain and Cash when they get a when they get their giddy up on. But we had a lot of fun. So if she ever decides she wants to become a Clydesdale carriage driver, Adam will be happy to give her lessons.
I got Adam's number. I might have to call him.
And if you think a paint horse eats a lot, wait till you see what a Clydesdale can
shed. I'm sure their vet bills and their food bills are out of the world.
Just their horseshoes alone. Why couldn't she have loved miniature ponies, right? Why did my daughter have to be so good at something? Rome, it's been a delight. We're going to talk with Curtis Seffler in just a moment, but first we have to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative and see what's happening in the farm markets today. We are back, Talk Radio 930, WTAD, switching our attention from the Quincy Park District. We head now to the YMCA.
Yeah.
I mean, we are so lucky in our community to have so many great facilities, and the Quincy Family YMCA is having Tee Up for the Kids, F-O-R-E, ha-ha, and this is tomorrow. Presented by Homeology Design, and this is a big fundraiser for the Y. Can we still get in?
Yeah. If you get a hold of us today, we'll make sure you get in there. It'll be tight, but we'll make it happen.
Well, I know it's right. We just had a park district meeting last night. Westview looks fabulous. It'd be a great day to play, great day to raise money for the YMCA.
Right.
And, it's right before Little People, so you know they've got everything in perfect working order out there.
Yeah.
So I think they did have one washout or something. Something went wrong, but they're working on that. Besides, if you don't go off in the out of bounds, you won't know about the washout.
Yeah, and I won't know what the fairway is, so it'll be fine.
I played in my very first golf tournament 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
I won ladies' longest drive.
Nice.
I'd never swung a golf club since high school, and then I just did it in PE class. So
nice.
Four practice swings, right down the middle of the fairway, over the water hazard. Could I ever replicate it again? No.
That's
my
problem.
My whole life, I can say, I won the ladies' longest drive.
That's great.
That is fantastic.
I need to spend some more time at the range getting dialed in before I go out and try to make myself look too silly.
This four-person scramble is $400 per team. The shotgun start is at noon. And, of course, there's lots of prizes and great swag being given away. And you can still get involved. Call today at 222-9622 or go to quincyymca.net and get in. And, again, as long as you're out there well before the shotgun tee time at noon, I'm sure they will be able to accommodate you.
We'll
need a foursome.
Yeah.
If you don't have anybody to play with, somebody will say, this person in our foursome is terrible. We'll make them the designated driver of the golf cart. And then we'll...
I golf just for the participation trophy. Build really good teams, then I get to hang out with people, and that's all right.
That's how you do
how
it.
Like
your team
it.
Always wins.
No, rarely. I'm working on that.
You're working on that.
But we're fortunate we've got such killer partners that make what we do at the YMCA possible. Amy Smita's Camp and Homeology jumping in with us this year for the first time as a title sponsor is huge for us. And just incredible partnerships like the Park District and just the range and R&R Golf and other entities that make it possible for this to be such a cool event. So
Westview has to make accommodations when these charities want to have their golf tournaments out there. And it's a wonderful partnership. I mean, the rising tide lifts all boats, and
Absolutely.
That's just a great way to say it.
Yeah.
The YMCA no longer has a swimming pool, nor are you planning on getting a swimming pool. Jackson Lincoln Pool's in a little bit of financial trouble. Yeah. Are you still taking your daycare and day camp kids down to Jackson Lincoln to swim? It doesn't open until this Saturday, but that's still part of your plan, right?
Yeah, Brooke, our youth and family director, has already got everything coordinated with Jackson Lincoln. We are utilizing that facility. So we're excited that they are, fundraising and continuing to keep that open for the public. Swimming pools are a hard thing.
There's no way to make money on a swimming pool. Rome was talking last month. He comes by once a month, and he said, look, Indian Mounds Pool is a loss leader. We will never, ever, ever break even running a swimming pool in a northern climate where you open in June, maybe, or late May at the most, and you have to close when school starts because what's the point? So by the beginning of September, you're shut down. So, you know, June, July, and August, you have to bring in enough people to pay for 12 months of pool. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And you found that to be true at the Y. You just couldn't keep up the upkeep of it. It was cutting into the other programs that you felt you needed to put more emphasis on.
Well, that all happened before I got there.
Right. So, we're not blaming you. Know,
I inherited a lot of
a
fun.
A hole.
Well, a lot of fun. I don't look at things as really obstacles. I look for opportunity in
opportunity.
Everything. And as far as I'm concerned, everything's on the table. If there's a sustainable way to build any type of quality programming, I'm going to find a way to do that. You know, I'm pretty driven. I love what I get to do. And everything we're doing at the Y right now is community focused. Is it good for the community? Is it good for our membership? And is it good for the Y? And that is our strategy. So when we're doing anything, that's question one. Is it good for the community? Yeah. Okay. Proceed to step two. Is it good for our membership? Yeah. Okay. Proceed to step three. If it checks all the boxes, we go for it. So we've got some some really, really cool stuff happening right now.
I got a whole flyer, but it's over there where I can't see it. So do you know what's happening? Because there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up. I printed it all off so I could put it on the community calendar, but you know, I'm sitting 2 feet away from my desk. You're at my desk, so I don't expect
I took
you.
Screenshots. So
good.
I got lots of, we've got tons of, fun camps coming up this summer. Michael Cody, our sports director, is an absolute monster when it comes to all things sports and just impact. So if we can't do programs with excellence, we're just not going to do them. I had somebody early on this year ask me, what are you going to see at the Y now that you're there that we haven't seen before? And it is absolutely excellence in everything we do. If we can't do it with excellence, we're not going to do it. So our staff team loves that, is bought into that vision. So this summer we've got volleyball camps. Coming up for 1st through 6th graders, July 14th through 16th. Baseball camps that we're doing as well, which are July 15th through 17th. And another basketball camp with Lily Pepper that's actually going to be July 22nd through 24th.
And so basketball is something that Y excels at because, again, you have such a beautiful basketball gymnasium with multiple courts.
Yeah, and we have killer community partnerships that allow us to go not just to our facility but to other facilities. You know, so much of what we do at the Y is being that hub for community. It's like, who can we collaborate with and what can we do to amplify our impact together? And when we do that, like, we see a much more vibrant, much more connected community. And that's a thing that I think, you know, at some point organizations go through that. They get scared or fearful when something new or shiny opens up and they kind of pull back and it's like, oh crap, what do we do? I don't have that, and our team doesn't have that. You're going to see a much more engaged YMCA of how do we partner, how do we collaborate, and how do we, you know, impact our community in massive ways together. And doing, you know, golf tournaments, doing summer camps like that, are ways that we do that.
Your summer camp program is phenomenal. My husband
absolutely
and I volunteered for that 1 year. My husband used to have a commercial driver's license. He's retired now. Don't call him, but he used to take your bus and get it serviced because somebody that CDL had to go drive it to the place. And one time, this was so much fun, they called us because I've done some volunteer work at the Y, and they said, hey, how'd you like to be the adult chaperones for a trip to the Adams County Fair? And would Greg like to drive? And we did, and it was so much fun.
That's great.
Thank God the kids all had on the same color shirt because there were plenty of adults to help out. There were plenty of camp counselors, but it was herding cats. But we had so much fun because these city slicker kids, some of them have never seen a cow up close.
Right.
Some of them have never seen a horse. And I think the Y hits it out of the park when it comes to partnering with adults who need child care. Before you came on board, they identified that as a critical need 100%. For the United Way.
Yep.
And on days when there is no school in session, after school programs, and in the summer, these long stretches of time where child care is not available, but day camp at the Y is available.
And after school care, and for membership, there actually is child care. So if you want to come and catch a workout while you're, you know, and don't have some place to put your kid, we have in-house child care for membership too. And we actually have some members who come in, they just need an hour to do something, like they have a Zoom call and have kids at home and it's not quiet, but they're members at the Y and they'll come and like check their kid in, go grab a cup of coffee and sit in our lounge and do whatever they need to do work-wise. So,
yeah, sometimes when my husband, when I'm nagging him too much, he just goes into the quiet kids' room and curls up and takes a nap. It's very beneficial.
Yeah.
Very beneficial. There's so many ways to get involved at the Y. There's so many programs for youth. There's so many programs for adults. Let's talk right now about those who have maybe not been in the YMCA in Quincy. I mean, when you walk in the door, I mean, it's got the best fitness equipment in town. What's going to happen to the hole that was the pool? Have you put something in the hole?
No,
not yet?
No, it's a dry pool right now.
Yeah.
I will tell you, everything is on the table as far as what that space can become. I'm going to leave it at that.
Skateboard ring.
So you can let your imagination run. I will have we'll have updates later in the summer coming about that. So
oh really?
Right now, if you pull up to the Y, what you're going to see is a couple lifts, some jackhammers running. it is an absolute war zone. But don't
let that deter you. You can make it inside.
It's all in the name of progress. So again, like I'm someone who's very strategic. It's like, what are we going to do today that's going to impact us a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And the YMCA has been present in Quincy since 1853. We have a long tradition of impact in this community, and my intention is to build something sustainable that's going to be here for another 150 years plus. And everything we do has got that behind it. Is this sustainable for impact for our community? Again, community, membership, then the why. So what we're doing right now is upgrading some stuff on the facility. We're doing that through a lot of grant giving and a lot of private donations that we've sourced quietly. That's why you haven't seen a massive campaign or anything really roll out other than our annual campaign. But we're able to, you know, engage with some of our incredible foundations in the community. Tracy Family Foundation right now is doing WCIL Gives,
right,
which is
so
also
today,
amazing.
It ends today.
Yep.
If you want to contribute to the YMCA of Quincy, go to WCIL Gives, hashtag,
yep,
and your donation to the Y could be boosted the Tracy Family Foundation. They're not making a promise to any one agency,
right,
but everybody is this week is fundraising galore because anytime the Tracy Family Foundation says, hey, you put skin in the game, we'll put skin in the game.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, and we have so many agencies in our community, foundations that are that way.